Hi, this is Nat Metcalf. Flyhawk have developed a unique 3D kit designer that's fully customable. So if you're looking for a new kit for your team, visit flyhawk.com or email info@flyhawk.com with your ideas now.
Nation Player is the easy-to-use, one-stop radio and audio app. Download Nation Player now on the Apple App Store or Google Play. Nation Player, we're on. Are you?
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk. This year's Nations Cup is here, and this year England will face South Africa, Malawi and Uganda. The England head coach is Jess Thilby. Jess, it's another really important set of games. So how are England going into them?
Really important games. I think the fact that we'll finish this international window having played everybody in the top seven in the world is really good for us, and a healthy time to be doing it with, you know, a little time to go before the Commonwealth Games next year. So we really respect playing these African nations. I think over the last 5 to 10 years, they've really broken onto the international scene, and they cause upsets at major tournaments. And, you know, their fan base is incredible. So, yeah, really looking forward to these challenges. And with South Africa, you know, new coach coming hot off the heels of their series against Jamaica. So they'll be match ready, and I'm sure everyone will be hunting to take our scalp. So it's really good for us to kind of try and stamp our authority and continue to make sure that these performances are world-class performances against this level of opposition.
And tell me a bit about how the prep in camp's going. Things going well?
We obviously had a really busy lead-in to Christmas, so through December most of the team were back into their club environments and making a connection there. And then we've had a couple of camps in January, start of January, and then last week before we've headed here into Nottingham. And preparation's been really good. You know, you've noticed that there are some new faces in the team that haven't yet been picked in other selections this year, and that's really exciting for us to kind of embed them in and give them their opportunity to shine. And they're really grabbing that, and I think, as with any group, like as soon as there's that kind of point of difference, it also energizes those that have very much been on everything this year. So it's been a really nice feel and atmosphere in the team, despite some force changes as well. I think they've really kind of embraced each other, they're connecting really well, and we're trying to hold ourselves against those standards we know we have to if we're going to achieve what we want in a few years' time.
How important is it to be facing South Africa, Uganda and Malawi? Strong opposition, aren't
they? Yeah, it's really important. Like I said, I think we've always done very well at respecting those opposition, not just above us, and trying to play the best in the world consistently, but also making sure we pay attention to those that are around us and rank slightly lower, because often that ranking system is not a reflection of the talent in those teams. It's a reflection of, you know, the investment that those nations can afford to put into those teams. So we're really mindful of that. We played Uganda off the back of the Commonwealth Games after Birmingham, and it was a fantastic series, and some of those players for whom that was their debut are back in this squad again, so they'll really want to kind of like make their mark. And South Africa are a team on the rise. We played them in 2023, Norma Plummer's last outing with them, and the talent that she'd kind of unearthed was clear to see, and I think they've had time now together in a really good series against Jamaica. And likewise, Uganda and Malawi, you know, we're spoilt over here, aren't we, with our NSL, with having a number of their individual players now play in and amongst our league. So I think on their own they're incredibly talented, but together they're a force to be reckoned with, and the styles of play are not aligned with the traditional style that we may come up against, nor is it anything like an Australia or New Zealand. So it's a really good challenge for us as coaches to kind of pull out, how do we link that type of style, how do we combat that and pay real attention to it. And I think it really focuses our mind on being able to be smart against teams that have just got nothing to lose.
Emma Thacker has been added to that side from England A. What are some of her qualities?
Yeah, really excited for Emma. You know, sometimes these things come around. Unfortunately, with Lois being injured, it was important that we brought Emma back into the squad. And for the first time this year, she's had some England A exposure before Christmas. So Emma's a lovely, tall shooter that can play in both goal attack and goal shooter. So a real advantage to us as a unit. I think she's got a lovely calmness on the ball. Her stature means that we can play smart outside of the circle. A lovely shot. She kind of reminds me of like an Irene van Dijk, which is a huge compliment, I guess, to Emma as well, just in terms of her stature and how she goes about her work. And I know she's been working really hard, having missed a little bit of the NSL season last year, to get herself back in a position and be rewarded with opportunities like this. So you know, we don't know how the next kind of four matches will play out, but for Emma to be in that team and embracing that opportunity is lovely to see.
And finally, Jess, best place to get tickets?
Playing at home is so important to us, and I think the Horizon Series, the first of its kind, it was clear how much support that we've got, and it does make a difference to our performance. So there's still seats left, please grab them, go onto the England Netball website, that's where you can purchase your tickets, and the Copper Box I know is going to be rocking, so we're really looking forward to both Nottingham and the Copper Box.
The game's at the Motorpoint Arena on Saturday the 1st, South Africa v Uganda at 3 and England v Malawi at 5. On the 2nd of February, which is the Sunday, Malawi v Uganda at 2 and England v South Africa at 4. Following week, games move to the Copper Box. Saturday the 8th of February is Malawi v South Africa at 3 and England v Uganda at 5. And the final places will be decided on the 9th of February. Third and fourth playoff will take place at 1:30 and the final will take place at 4 p.m. Tickets going fast. Find out more. Get yourself booked up online, englandnetball.co.uk.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.